Alaska critics of British Columbia mines probably won't get any help from a cross-boundary panel that they've been lobbying to take on their concerns. The International Joint Commission addresses U.S.-Canada water conflicts. Critics say it should take up the possibility that mines near the border will pollute rivers key to Southeast Alaska fisheries. Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott says he spoke with officials during a recent trip to Washington, D.C.
It was clear in my meetings with both the State Department and the Canadian counterpart that they viewed this as a relatively local issue, that certainly the federal governments have a role, but essentially it is Alaska to BC.
Malott heads up a multi-agency task force considering the state's response to transboundary mine concerns. He traveled to British Columbia in May to meet with provincial leaders, as well as tribal and business leaders. One was Mines Minister Bill Bennett, who committed to a Southeast Alaska trip. Malott says that will be August 24th through the 26th. He plans to school Bennett in regional economic and environmental issues,
and to impress upon him even more firmly the requirement that these transboundary rivers never have issues of downstream pollution and other degradation resulting from development on the BC side of the border.
The Lieutenant Governor and his Transboundary Mines Task Force will also host meetings of tribal, fisheries, tourism, and other groups August 5th and 6th in Juneau.